Blake Ruffino, Wednesdays, and LSU obviously in the news. Big win over Florida, and then the news about Coach O not returning after this season is completed. Blake, your thoughts here. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, Bill, I think that there's just first off, good morning. I think that there's just a big exhale from fans, boosters, administrators, that this is finally over. Look, for over the last two and a half months, this has been nothing but a nightmare, a PR nightmare, on things that Ed Orgeron has done. I know that it has been very well documented, and I think that at this point, fans are wanting to get over it, move forward, and Bill, the entire cloud was lifted off of LSU and its athletes this past Saturday night, or this past, not night, but this past Saturday, and going out and beating a Florida team. So, look, we've talked about on my show, and Bill, I know I've mentioned it here with you, LSU has the talent. They had a suspect coaching staff. When you go out and rush for over 330 yards against any team, it shows how you do have talent, and especially along the offensive line that's had a lot of people be critical about it. And so now with this cloud lifted off of the coaches, the staff, the AD's office, I think that a lot of people are just ready to move forward. But, Bill, it doesn't stop what actually happened behind the scenes. And a lot of that has been very well documented. And so, look, Bill, I was listening to you earlier about, you know, people have been asking me, you know, outside of LSU and people that aren't fans of LSU, why wasn't Ed Orgeron fired with cause? Jeremy Pruitt is showing you why that's not happening. Because when you start fighting with people's money, things can start getting nasty. And so I think that Orgeron and Scott Woodward came to an agreement, and they're moving forward. And he'll coach the rest of the season. And Bill, if LSU, God forbid, makes a bowl game, he'll coach that. And then LSU will move on with their next head coach.
Blake Ruffino with us. And it almost looks like, Blake, that Coach O is also relieved here.
No doubt. No doubt. And look, he doesn't respond to crisis well, to any kind of crises. He doesn't respond to it well. He starts making inappropriate jokes. He starts doing things in public. Again, you know, things in public that probably aren't good. And you can tell he coached loose. Bill, it was really 2019 on the way that he coached. You know, when the offense, you know, it was very well, I guess, and I kind of reported this a little, and we asked Orgeron about the fourth down play call against Florida, and Jake Peets radios down, the offensive coordinator radios down to Orgeron and asking what he wants him to run. Well, but that's very, very telling. Okay, because that tells me that he was having to go to Orgeron, asking what he thinks he should run, and then they run a play, versus Orgeron then coming over the headset this past Saturday and say, look, big guy, run what you want to run. LSU scores and ices the game. I mean, I know that Florida could have come down and scored there at the end, but had a huge fourth down touchdown to Jarae Jenkins on a really good design play. And so I think they just all started coaching loose. I still want them to coach a little bit looser defensively. But, Bill, I think LSU fans owe Bo Pelini a very big apology because the defensive scheme hasn't changed. I've been beating that all this year. And so a lot of this falls on Orgeron, but he definitely, certainly 100% is relieved that this is out and over with.
He says he's not coaching next year. Do you believe that?
Got 17 million reasons not to. I don't know. You know, there was, you know, it's Jimmy Sexton season, as we all are aware. You know, as soon as April 1st hits, it's where he starts making his money. I don't know that. I think that he would want to get back on there. I know that he's talked about being with his children, being with his sons, and going and doing some things or some things that he wants to do. But he's definitely going to consult in some kind of role. because he's kind of like the person, you know, he just can't. Ed Orgeron sitting still is not a good mixture, and especially not in Baton Rouge. So I hope he does something. But no, I think that he'll do. Bill, from a defensive line perspective, he's too good of a coach not to do something. So even if he's not like in coaching per se, I certainly think he's going to be doing something in regards to college football.
All right. Here's what everybody wants to hear. Coaching candidates. Is there a preferred order at this point?
Everybody is asking me this, and Bill, I'm going to try to be as quickly as I can on this because this is so, you know how this can get.
Yeah.
Number one, and a lot of people here have been talking about the coaching candidates for LSU, and Bill, in my personal opinion, and I could be a homer and biased, I still think it's one of the top jobs in the country. Anybody saying that they know who it is and they have worked with Scott Woodward on this or any kind of things like that, Bill, it's just not true. There's only two people on God's earth right now, maybe three, that know what Scott Woodward's doing. Scott Woodward, Stephanie Rimpey, who is with Woodward at Washington, Texas A&M, and now LSU, and LSU's president, William Tate. Now, Bill, there's a very interesting dynamic here, and a lot of people have reported that William Tate, who's the first African-American president at LSU, would want this to be a legacy hire. Now, a lot of people are reporting that. Well, Bill, I can only go by based off of what my people have told me around the position that I'm in that is a state position. I don't believe William Tate is going to get involved in the sense of something like that, but I think we have a Mark Emmert type of at LSU type of situation. Bill, the thing that President Tate has said is that football, especially LSU football, is the front porch of this entire house that is that is Louisiana State University. So I think that he will be involved in helping Scott with anything that he needs. But I think it's your typical individuals. I think that Mario Cristobal is going to get that call. Lincoln Riley is going to get that call. Mark Stoops, Bill at Kentucky, I think will get that call. Lane Kiffin, they might poke around that bear and see what's going to go on. So any candidate that you think, I think that they'll do their due diligence. Mel Tucker has gotten a lot of smoke here lately because he's been on Saban's staff. He's been hired by Saban three times. He's been at LSU in 2000. He knows the area. He knows the community a lot. He made a lot of people like Mel Tucker when he was in Louisiana. And Bill, a bigger dark horse here in this race, and a lot of people are starting to talk about now, is Dave Aranda. So I don't think that we can name down one. I think that Scott is putting out severe smoke screens right now, like he did with Tony Vitello and his baseball coach, and then he goes and hires a guy like Jake Johnson. So the candidates to give you anything right now, Bill, I think would be foolish just in the sense of that I don't think that anybody knows.
It is a very attractive job. You can win national championships. I brought this up earlier. This is kind of getting off the beaten path. How many schools can you say out there can win a national championship realistically now, not just some dream, but you know you can do it in football, basketball, and baseball? LSU, you can say that.
Yeah, and Bill, I think that fans here are spoiled with that. Now, you know, basketball has been the third tier, and I know a lot of programs don't understand that, you know, it's usually football and basketball. But Bill, winning is a culture here. And look, I think Ed would have still had time if he was, he would have been 9-8 at 2 years after a national championship. I think if you don't have the off-the-field issues, he's still your coach. But, Bill, a lot of this has to do with on-the-field situations. Firing Bo Pelini, firing Scott Linehan, running off Dave Aranda, running off Matt Canada, and not winning. And so I think that there's a culture that's been built here because of two decisions. Number one, going and getting Skip Bertman to coach baseball. And number two, when LSU made the conscious decision to pay Nick Saban, the highest-paid coach, and giving him over $1 million for the first time in college football's history. And, Bill, I'm going to tell you something, and I know LSU's got a lot of money to pay out. Don't act like they don't have money. and they're not going to do something like that again. There's one thing that I know for certain from boosters and people that are, you know, that give a lot of money to the school, they are ready to hire a coach that can bring them back to the, I guess, the time and era of Nick Saban, because Bill, the last two coaches at LSU football, Les Miles and Ed Orgeron. So take that for what it's worth. They're ready to go and get that guy, and money's not going to be an option like so many people think it is, because LSU's got it.
Blake Ruffino with us. What do you see out of this football team the rest of the way?
Bill, I think that they have a realistic chance to go 8-4. Again, I've been beaten up severely on my show about talking about this offensive line. Bill, when you run good scheme, you can run the football. A lot of this is on Ty Grantham, I get it. But then you could also talk about Mark Stoops in Kentucky and how effectively they ran the ball. I don't want to hear that they back guys out in coverage. Bill, when you get physically dominated, you get physically dominated, period, point blank. So I think that they can control, you know, they have some injuries and they don't have a lot of depth. But last year in 2020, LSU played Florida and Ole Miss and they started getting on a roll. Bill, this year, Florida, we already know, they got Ole Miss this week. So can they start getting on a roll? I still don't believe they beat Alabama. But Bill, the one thing about A&M, the A&M-LSU game, that's Ed Orgeron's last game at LSU. And when you get 18 to 21-year-olds that play with high emotion for their coach, it's going to get nasty. So I think that they have a realistic chance to be 8-1. And Bill, they got the leading tackler in college football in Demone Clark. They're doing a lot of good things, and I think if they could find a way to win this weekend, they could be on a good path.
Tell everybody how they can get your shows.
AYS Sports, Bill, across the board. Go to YouTube, hit that subscription button. Don't forget to hit the notification bell. Bill, thank you for having me on, as always.
All right, Blake. Good job, man. Blake Ruffino, every Wednesday. Pretty thorough right there. Coming right back. We're clear all the way to the top of that last hour. Omni.